One of the treasures of the Christian life is the deep tradition that we have of going on pilgrimage. People would, in ancient days, save up their whole life savings to go on pilgrimage, and the traditional place was to go to the Holy Land, to go to the places of Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection. And they would save up their whole life saving to go on this trip, which would take weeks or months, to go on this pilgrimage. And they went on this because it was the belief and the reality that this was something that changed their life. Whenever I'm with a group of pilgrims on a pilgrimage, you know, they had other sites that they would go to then as well, because not everyone could make the pilgrimage to the Holy Land, so Rome and other holy sites close to where one lived. Whenever I've been on pilgrimage with a group of people, one thing I love to remind them of is that the difference between being a pilgrim and being a tourist, there's a radical difference between the two, a pilgrim and a tourist. Because to be a pilgrim is not just a change of place. You don't just go to see some place, but you go to be changed as a person. And so it's not just a change of place, it's a change of person. It changes who you are. The church gives us the season of Lent. And the season of Lent, it's understood as being a pilgrimage, where you're meant to be changed in who you are without changing where you're at in terms of geographical location at all. And the things even we do in Lent are meant as these mini pilgrimages. So like the Stations of the Cross, it's meant as this mini pilgrimage that we go on to change who we are. And the church gives us three things, traditionally, right, that we do in this pilgrimage of Lent, and it's meant to change us: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. That we pray in a deeper way. Yes, because it's a good thing to do, but because it's meant to change us spiritually. That we fast. We fast from meat on Fridays. We give something up. Not just because we might lose a pound or two, or because it's a good thing to do. It is all that. But we do it because it's meant to change us spiritually. And we also give. We give in a particular way. We give alms during the season of Lent. Yes, because it's a good thing to do, but primarily because it's meant to change us. It's meant to transform something within us in the process of doing that. One of the things, you know, a person gives throughout the year to the church, they have the charities that they give to. One of the things I hope you'll consider giving to is the African mission, which you guys know about, but which we'll hear about in the video this morning as well. It's the diocesan mission in which they care for the AIDS orphans with a school and orphanage in Kenya. That we've been there for a couple decades now doing this good work. Many people, just as many people in their lifetime, aren't going to be able to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Many of us aren't going to be able to go and be on a mission for a year or two or work in this way. But the way in which we can join in those with those who are on mission without going anywhere is first to join them in praying for the service and the ministry that's taking place there, and to support them from ourselves as well. And so we do this because it's a good thing, yes, but because it changes who we are as well.